Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Missouri Supreme Court rules the state needs to provide coverage to the Medicaid expansion population. Leaders of some of the country's biggest health systems are calling on Congress to support gun violence prevention funding. And spas are popping up to treat long COVID patients. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Friday, July 23rd, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. One programming note for listeners, the podcast will be taking a summer break next week. We'll be back with new episodes on Wednesday, August 4th. The Missouri Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the state is obligated to provide Medicaid to the estimated 275,000 individuals who qualify for coverage under the program's expansion. This unanimous opinion overturns last month's court ruling, which found the amendment passed by voters to expand Medicaid unconstitutional because it didn't include a funding mechanism. In its ruling, the state Supreme Court wrote that regardless of the fact that the legislature decided not to dedicate new funding to the state's Medicaid program, called MoHealthNet, it still has to provide benefits to individuals who qualify under the expansion. Single adults making about $17,000 a year, or about $35,000 a year for adults in a family of four. It's still unclear when exactly eligible Missourians will be able to enroll because Governor Mike Parson withdrew the federal paperwork to start the enrollment process. Three low-income women who qualify for Medicaid under the expansion brought the lawsuit. Medicaid expansion has repeatedly proven to lower uninsured rates, increase hospital operating margins, on average 1.7%, and reduce uncompensated care. And the federal government recently sweetened the deal for the 12 holdout states, increasing the federal match by 5% for the traditional Medicaid population as part of the American Rescue Plan. Closing the coverage gap is a key priority for Democrats. And plans to get the estimated 2.2 million Medicaid-eligible people covered are part of the $3.5 trillion budget framework unveiled last week. The leaders at 18 health systems and more than 1,300 healthcare professionals sent a letter to Congress urging legislators to support President Biden's gun violence prevention plan. The president's proposal includes funding $5 billion in hospital and community-based gun violence intervention programs. Leaders of several of the nation's largest health systems, including Common Spirit Health, Intermountain, Baylor Scott & White, and Trinity Health, signed the letter. Last year, there were more than 43,000 firearm-related deaths in the U.S. That's a new record. And the country's unfortunately on track to hit a new record this year. In the letter, healthcare professionals wrote, quote, "From trauma bays to operating rooms, we see the breadth and severity of the gun violence crisis in stark terms," unquote. Michael Dowling, CEO of New York-based 23-hospital system Northwell Health, and one of the many signers of the letter, called on Congress to support the proposal, saying the country needs to treat this as the public health crisis it is. Last year, Northwell Health launched the Center for Gun Violence Prevention, a research effort focused at developing ways for clinicians to talk to patients about gun safety and to reduce violence. Since the Dickey Amendment back in 1996, the federal government stopped funding research on gun violence. But Congress lifted that ban in 2019 and dedicated $25 million to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institutes of Health to research firearm injury and prevention. Opportunists have hawked so-called COVID treatments throughout the pandemic, from essential oils to unproven drugs. And now, wellness resorts are offering a wide variety of treatments, from cryotherapy to IV drips to a whole host of other things, to capitalize on a growing market of long COVID patients, some of whom are so desperate because there aren't a lot of treatments for this relatively mysterious chronic disease that's causing some people who contract COVID to have a wide range of long-lasting symptoms. A recent Bloomberg piece profiled some of these resorts, located at breathtakingly beautiful spots across the globe. From Malaga, Spain to the Bavarian Alps, some of these places charge up to $10,000 for these treatment stays. Although the places Bloomberg wrote about didn't say how many people have booked treatments, it's a potentially huge addressable market. Studies estimate between 14 and 25% of COVID-19 patients develop some long-term symptoms. And so far, more than 190 million people across the world have contracted the respiratory virus. Physicians and researchers are struggling with how to treat long COVID, partially because there are so many symptoms associated with it, and they range so significantly. The federal government has dedicated more than $1 billion to the National Institutes of Health to study the underlying causes of long COVID, who's more susceptible to it, and just how widespread it is. Just this week, the agency announced it's launching a study into both long COVID in children and multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, a condition which has been associated with some pediatric COVID patients. Today's stock section comes from Nephron Research, an independent healthcare investment research boutique. Thursday was a muted day in the market, with the S&P 500 finishing up 0.2%, while healthcare was mostly positive. The payers were in line with the market while hospitals traded down. Tenet Healthcare reported earnings that were above market expectations, but finished down 3.1%. Cano Health was one bright spot, up 5.2%, as the market continues to focus on the newer and innovative models for care delivery. Quidel was another bright spot, up 7.7%, as it becomes clear that COVID testing is on the rise. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.